let's clarify with this job, because this is something I'm doing voluntarily and really out of principle, because as a European, as a responsible European person, I don't want, I'm so deeply, quintessentially against racism and violence, explicitly because our ancestors have been part of the genocide of the Jewish people, the Roma and Sinti, and all the genocides that have been committed against colonial
people. But did you come to this job with an open mind?
Of course, of course. But open mind doesn't mean empty mind. I mean, I've produced a scholarship on the question of Palestine, so I'm knowledgeable. I'm very knowledgeable. If this is a liability, well, for whom? I wouldn't exaggerate the criticism against me, because I keep on being in very respected and very well received by most governments in the world, and most importantly, including by the people in the West. Frankly, the fact that certain leaders don't want to meet me. I understand. I mean, I expect that people who are accused of complicity with war crimes and crimes against humanity and possibly genocide take an issue with me. But
does the British government receive you?
Not that I recall in the last 16 months. But it's important that the British people listen to this and take an issue eventually with the British government, because I say there is willful blindness and ignorance vis-a-vis the facts that have taken place and the legal qualifications thereof. Because my job as a special rapporteur on the occupied Palestinian territory, I am mandated by the United Nations Human Rights Council to document and report the violations of international law that takes place in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem. So this is also to qualify what you were asking me about October 7, that has been investigated by a commission of inquiry, which is deeply, deeply antagonized by your government. So whatever we say is not listened to. It's very convenient. But let me tell you what my job requires from me. I'm required to be impartial, to document the facts objectively, and to assess them according to the applicable legal framework, which is humanitarian law, international human rights law, and the other conventions that are a complement to the human rights system. Once I've made my conclusions, it's not up to me to strive for equidistance among the parties, because here there are no parties. There is an unlawful occupier and an occupied people in perpetuity. There is a state that continues to advance what has the hallmark of settler colonial practices, and it's committing international crimes.